Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Protect your family's future with life cover from Zurich. Talk to a financial broker to find out more.
Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1. Listen back on the RTÉ Radio Player app.
Yeah, in the last couple of minutes, closing arguments have been taking place in the Gwyneth Paltrow ski crash trial. The Oscar-winning actress has been testifying in a Utah courtroom this week for a trial after a retired optometrist accused her of crashing into him while skiing at a Park City resort. Sonia Rao is features editor with the Washington Post and has been following the trial. She joins us now. And thank you for taking the time to speak to us, Sonia. Can you tell us what we've heard so far in the closing arguments?
Absolutely. So it's a little bit of a rehash of the arguments, of course, that we've heard prior to this. Basically, the optometrist that you mentioned, Terry Sanderson, his lawyers have said Gwyneth Paltrow skied into him, caused long-lasting brain damage, and in that moment, broken ribs as well. Her lawyers, you know, are likely to refute this. She's been saying, you know, actually, he's the one that crashed into me. So both people are kind of pointing fingers at the other one.
And can you remind us again, in terms of why Gwyneth Paltrow is being sued, you've outlined that, but for how much?
Sure. So actually, originally in 2019, Sanderson, the optometrist, he sued her for $3 million. That case got tossed, and now it's been lowered, that amount, to $300,000.
And what is her defense?
Her defense essentially is, you know, he's exaggerating the extent of the injuries. And also, she is saying that he's lying, right, about what happened here. She's saying, you know, actually, I was further downhill. He crashed into me. You know, they've read depositions of her two children, one of whom was also skiing on the slope with her, and said he, you know, saw someone else kind of behind his mother as opposed to her being behind the other person. So they're both really, you know, fighting on who was at fault in terms of who was uphill and who crashed into which person.
Okay, well, it has turned into the type of courtroom drama that a lot of people can't look away from. There's been quite a few bizarre moments. I think we've time just to hear a couple of those moments.
May I ask how tall you are?
I'm just under 5'10".
Okay. I am so jealous.
I think I'm shrinking, though.
You and me both. I have to wear 4-inch heels just to make it to 5'5".
Well,
so.
They're very nice.
Well, thank you.
I was yelling at him.
Pretty loud. Pretty forceful.
I was pretty upset.
Right? You're small but mighty. Actually, you're not that small. Okay. And I'm assuming, and you're under oath here, that you're a good tipper.
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. I wouldn't expect anything less.
That was Sanderson's lawyer, actually, Christian Vannerman, questioning Gwyneth Paltrow. We'd love to hear more of that, but we don't have time, unfortunately. Sonia Rao, features editor with The Washington Post, thank you so much for joining us this evening. And that is all we have time for today. The programme is produced by Niamh Hamill and Nicole Keohane. Research by Fiona Donlan. Our broadcast coordinator was Ollie Hamilton, and Mark McGrath was on sound. Arena with Sean Rocks is up next. From all of us here in Drive Time, have a great evening.